Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Joining me today, two doctors in the profession of helping people develop insight and foresight so that somebody can get better, Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Alice Minton. Hi, guys.
Hey, hello. It's great to be with you both today. And hey, I want to let you know, Steve, Alice is not only a doctor, she installed 3 air conditioning units all by herself in her house.
Yep. If you need my help, have me over.
Can you believe
Boy,
that?
I love that. Yes, I can, because I have a wife who actually can change a spark plug in a lawnmower.
Ooh.
And also, I forget the technical term, but it's something like on a toilet, the ball socket sprocket thing, whatever that thing is, you know? And yeah, she can do that too. So competency is a great thing when it comes to life. To have the ability to do something that other people can't, pretty cool thing. I love that. Okay, we're going to go to calls in just a second, but I got to tell you, we had an intimacy intensive to match all intimacy intensives. I think if you could imagine the most difficult, impossible situation, it seems like we had it there, and insight and transformation occurred, and it was just miracle after miracle after miracle. And we've got another one coming up in September, and I just can't encourage you more to go. One couple came up to me, and he said, you know, I work with psychiatrists. I hated coming here. I would never go to counseling. I thought this was going to be boring. And then I come, and you guys are like us, and it's funny, and it's fun, but you're giving us these insights we've never heard. He said, I'm going to counseling. I mean, it just changed his mind, because a lot of times you think dull and boring people are going to present stuff or be the counselor and all that. And we're proof. You don't have to be dull and boring. You can be superficial. No, not really. But you can have a good attitude. You can have fun. And you can use humor and still create a transformational experience. And that is exactly what happened.
So, and you know what I love, he said too, is that you're real people. And one real strength of what we do is not just come and do a workshop where everybody is sitting and you're looking at the back of somebody's head listening to a speaker. Really, you're face to face with a therapist in a small group. And yes, you're there to laugh at you, Steve, and to listen to all the information you guys talk about. But it's that connection and realizing that your marriage is really not that much different than somebody
right.
else. We all have struggles. And yet right. to sit down and work it out over a weekend, it's profound to see what happens.
Yeah. Well, it's that connection that takes it to such a deep level. It brings in experience. So you don't just hear information. You apply it and you learn how to interact with your spouse in a much different, more healing way.
Yeah. And the humor part, I mean, you should never mistake humor for a lack of passion or commitment. We use humor to open people up, because when you're with other people, somebody tells an emotional story, some may cry, some may not. But when everybody in the room is laughing at something, it's a bonding experience. Everybody's agreeing on, hey, this is funny. So, you know, when you say something like, everything's going great, and then you eat some wedding cake, and all of a sudden, things you never saw in the other person you see. And so we recommend, get married, just don't eat the cake. Well, it's just something people, they open up to, and they think that is right. You know, about that time, a lot of stuff in our lives changed. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. The doctors are in, and so am I. and we want to talk to you. We want to help you. Truth from God's Word, insight that maybe you wouldn't find anywhere else. It's right here on New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this, and we're thrilled you're with us today.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and we were talking about the Marriage Intensive. There's another one coming up in September, not too far away. I hope you'll go. I think it could change everything for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that. Let's go to our calls, and let's start off talking with Dan from D.C. He listens on the great station WAVA. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, okay. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for doing what you do. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, great. How can we help you today? What was it that said, okay, I got to call these people?
Yeah, so I guess... In our marriage, we have trouble dealing with conflict and and disconnection. So I'll try to speak fast and give you a short history. But we've been married 10 years. We have three little kids. My wife is grew up a third culture kid. She's African. She grew up without a dad. They were never married. Her dad was never part of her life. She actually tried to get back together with her dad. In college, and it went pretty bad. Like, he hit her, and he almost, like, kidnapped her.
Oh.
And she just recently, we were talking about her mom, and she basically said, yeah, my mom didn't raise me either. In the African context, a lot of times, raising is educating your daughter's home. Mom worked a lot to educate her daughter.
Yeah.
She was never home.
Right. Okay, so tell me the, I think we get the picture here. Tell me the current thing that's causing the most trauma, stress,
well, so
tension.
Well, her MO is to totally shut down. I mean, I don't know if I can explain it severely enough, but her whole countenance changes, and she just won't talk. And I get, when I have talked in the past, she goes to extremes. Like, we had a conflict, and I don't always remember what the conflict is, but I can tell you, in resolving it, big issues come up. Like, I said, well, we're committed to loving each other. And she's like, well, when did we ever commit to that? And I'm like, well, our vows, like, we're, you know, mm-hmm. So she, I get scared when that happens. So I also withdraw then, because I think I'm scared of what I'll find, that there's no foundation. And then I went back around that issue. I said, well, I mean, don't you feel obligated to do what you promise? And she kind of said, no, I don't feel obligated to do
All right, I got two questions for you. Yep. One question for you is, what is the question for us today?
Well, in our church library, I was looking at stuff, and we've been to counseling, and I was just reading a book about children without fathers, but it occurred to me that in our counseling, the counselors seem to avoid any history, and so I'm just wondering if any of that line can be gone to, like, how she reacts in better ways I can approach her, do anything.
Okay. Did you say that
avoid conflict.
Okay. Did you say in counseling they avoid the history, the counseling you're in?
Well, for example, the counselor would come up and, like, how do you, you know, she asked us, well, how do you deal with when bad things happen? And, you know, she said, well, I withdraw. And I'm like, well, I seek out people. And she just said, No, so when, like, okay. I just, looking all right. back and reading.
We get it. Now, you got a bad connection, so I've got to move to answer because whatever for whatever reason. So they'll put you on hold. You listen to what? Well, it's, yeah, well, it's horrible. So, but just listen to Sherry start us off here. I mean, I think in counseling, I don't want to overstate the case, but history is everything. I mean, it's not everything, but it's, I mean, history. Oh, my goodness, to help us understand why we do things and why the other person does things. Talk to us.
Yeah, so hey, Dan, first off, I just want to acknowledge something. I want to acknowledge what I'm hearing in you, which is fear. It's some fear that is coming up that I am not going to be able to reach her. I'm going to lose her. I don't know how to connect with her. And I just want to validate that. I want you to know we see it, we hear it, and it can feel really scary when someone we love isn't letting us in. So what you've told me today and all of us today, just in light of history, I want to give you a new word picture. Because like Steve said, history is everything. First off, it's like your wife is emotionally blind. Do you know she didn't have a dad or a mom to show her how to love? It's like somebody who can't see or somebody who can't hear. It's not that she doesn't want to do it. It's that she doesn't know how. Like if you were to put her into a airplane and the airplane was going down and you shoved her into the cockpit and said, fly the plane. Our three kids are going to die if you don't. Do you think she could fly the plane and land it? No. It's not that she doesn't want to. It's that she doesn't know how. So when you come to her and ask her and tell her, like, you need to love me, I want you to begin to see it in light of you asking her to do something that she's really unsure of, doesn't know how to do. She's more like a dove in a cleft of a rock. She's more like somebody you're going to have to woo out with your heart. Do you have any history with your family of what healthy connection looked like? Do you know what love looks like?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, my parents, my dad passed away, but yeah, my parents stayed married, and he wasn't a perfect dad, but he was very clear in his love for my mom.
Okay, so how did you see him love your mom? What's one thing he did?
I guess he just made her a priority. Like, I just remember an incident when we were little. You know, he said, well, you kids can go, but I'm going to love your mom, like, just for little things as kids growing up. So it was very clear that he put his mom, I mean, my mom, his wife, first, even above us, which was actually kind of comforting, I guess.
Okay, so you got to see him do things, nice things, put her first, open the door. Well, you know what your wife needs? She needs someone who will sit with her and accept her without trying to fix her.
Okay.
Sit with her and accept her without trying to fix her. That's hard, okay. Isn't it? That's hard, isn't it? When you feel like she is not coming towards you. She won't come towards you. It's going to take time, months, even maybe some years before she'll pursue you because she learned how to live isolated in a little bubble without anybody reaching out to her. So you're going to have to lead that way. You're going to have to love. You're going to have to tell her, I appreciate you. I noticed something that you did today which warmed my heart. I saw how you came up to the kids and you hugged them. What do you think, Alice? What would you suggest?
Dan, I sure think Sherry's on the right track with you, and I want to give you two simple but not necessarily easy ways to do what she's suggesting on a daily basis. So one is a commitment on your part to give your wife some small reassurance of your love and your commitment to her regularly. So just telling her, I love you, I'm here for you, I'm always going to be here for you. I think she needs to hear that over and over again. You almost can't say it enough to get that deep into her heart. The second one, I'm going to ask you to do a daily check-in with her. And you may need what's called an emotion word list. And you can just look this up on the internet. Mylan and Kay Yurkovich have a great, they call it soul word list, where you and your wife ask each other, what's one emotion you felt today and why? And that simple question will help you start practicing connection outside of tough, conflictual conversations, because it sounds like you both tend to withdraw when you're talking about tough topics. So I need you to practice these things Sherry's talking about on sort of a simpler way on a daily basis to build that emotional trust with your wife.
Okay. And you can do that, and when you do that, it's going to be uncomfortable and weird. But here's the other thing I'd like to suggest, that you would go to your counselor and you would say, you know, I heard some people talking on radio. You don't even have to say that you called in or anything. And they said this thing, history could be everything. And I'm just wondering if we could talk about our histories a little bit and if that might be helpful in us going forward. Because, you know, there are two things that happen when you talk about the other person's history. One, that other person might develop some insight. Here's a simple one. Oh, wow, I'm not connecting with him because my dad never connected with me. And then you seeing this, or her talking about being abandoned by the father, you develop some compassion toward her that you wouldn't have if you weren't really in the moment, fully present, listening to the pain that that father caused. So, because we go over the history, now you're compassionate rather than angry. She doesn't connect. And maybe she's trying to see how she has taken these unresolved feelings about her father and projected those on to you. If all you do is hear from a therapist, then I'd be probably saying, well, okay, let's talk about history. But you have to look at some of the anchors that are tied to a trigger or to a defective coping skill or a defective way of being. You have to look at where did this come from if we're going to get out of it. That's my belief. The Bible says, consider the quarry from which you were hewn. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, we're not going to go back there and look at that. I think we have to do that, or history repeats itself. I'm going to send you this book, Take Your Life Back. I think it would be helpful for both of you to see that you're both in a reactive rather than responsive mode, and it tells you how to become more responsive to each other so that you're not just at the mercy of whatever the other person does or does not bring up. I'll send that to you. It's Take Your Life Back. If you want to join us on this program, it's 1-800-229-3000. And this that they were just talking about with us, this very thing, is exactly what we're going to deal with in the Marriage Intensive in September. And if you have any need in your marriage, we're going to help you with it. But you have to call us and you have to come be with us. Let's go to Faith in Williamsburg. Hi, Faith. Welcome to New Life. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
You're going to need to hold that phone right up to you there. And can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I think you're on a speakerphone. It'd be great if you would hold it right to you there. Take it off speaker so we can hear you clearly.
There we go.
Okay, thanks. Now, how can we help you today?
I'm mentoring a young woman. I've been doing this for about 3 years, mm-hmm. and she has a lot of mental issues. And to complicate things, she's incarcerated.
Okay.
I just need to know where to set boundaries, how to respond to her, how
well, it sounds
to deal
like
with
if
her.
She's,
does
okay.
being incarcerated make a difference in how I should respond to her and the boundaries that are set.
Sounds like you've got a pretty serious boundary right there because she's in prison. What's the boundary
right.
issue?
Well, for one thing, she can make phone calls. Right now, I limit it to 3 phone calls a day because I'll only answer 3 times a day. But she will call me 6, 7, 8 times a day.
Yeah, so you have to deal with that. Also, you have to deal with that. I want to help you, but we're going to talk 3 times a day, and you might need to save the 3rd time for, you know, let's say you don't want her to call after 8 p.m. You may have to save that 3rd time to 7:30 p.m. But if we're going to have a relationship, you have to honor me by not calling 6 or 7 times a day. See, when you call me, it interrupts me. I don't want to be interrupted 6 times a day. I'd love to talk to you 3 times. And by the way, in a few months, we'll go to 2 times a day because you'll be stronger. Yeah, you have every right and every need. She needs to learn restraint, and she needs to learn respect of another person. So by just enabling her to call you, and even though you don't answer, you're kind of limiting the help that you can give her. We'll talk about it more. We'll hear from both Alice and Sherry right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking about boundaries with somebody trying to help who is in prison. And Sherry, you have a question for her or want to help her with that? I was pretty strict there saying, yeah, you got to tell her not to be calling you 6 times a day. You got a life. You don't need to be interrupted all that time.
Well, first off,
you fail 3 times is reasonable.
Well,
totally. Should it be less?
Overly.
So let me ask you that question, because Alice and I looked at each other during the break, and we both went, I'm not sure she wants her calling 3 times.
Yes.
Like, maybe it's the question that you were afraid to ask. First off, thank you for reaching out to this woman, which truly is something rare. And it tells me a lot about you, that you would be willing to go into a prison and care for somebody who probably would be forgotten by most of the world. So that says a lot about you. But what it also tells me is I wonder if somewhere inside of you, you might struggle with boundaries. You might feel guilty if you don't give in to somebody. You might feel guilty or bad if you say no. And maybe you grew up without anybody guiding your heart to what would be okay, and to be able to know how to draw a line, even if it was a line that might cause somebody some hurt. Does that sound like your world?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. So let me ask you a question.
My dilemma is that because of the environment that she's in, I'm probably the only person that can direct her spiritually or try to.
And I get that. I get that.
Some positive feedback and so on.
I get that. And we value that. But my question to you is, you asked us, do you think it's too much? Like, that's what I want to know. It's not about your mission with her. It's about what you are comfortable with, what you want to do. What do you need?
Comfortable with 3 calls a day.
Okay. You don't feel like that's too much. You feel good about that. You're no conflict about it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Faith, along those same lines, Sherry's helping you to apply some biblical guidelines here for you to be able to decide how freely can you give your time and where do you need to set the limits. So this comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. This is verses 6 through 7, where it talks about God loving a cheerful giver. So I want you to consider 2 things. These are warning signs where you will know I'm passing my limit and I'm not loving her well, allowing however many calls it is. When you start to feel resentment, when you get that call and you go, oh, here she is again. And if you start to avoid answering her calls, those will be 2 signs for you that it's too much for you, because we all have limited resources and you can't be the whole world for her, but you're doing a great job of being a conduit of God's grace to her. So considering your limited time and limited energy, if you can freely, cheerfully give, go ahead. But if other areas of your life are beginning to suffer, other relationships, or you're feeling resentment or avoiding her, then those are the signs for you to set that line and to pull back, to take care of yourself so that you can continue to love her well.
Okay, that's helpful. More questions. Would you like to go on?
Well, let me just say this. And again, impulse control is something that almost every person in every prison needs to learn. So allowing her to call you 6 or 7 times, even though you said 3, is not adequate. I'll give you one more question, and then we're going to have to go. It'll have to be a quick one.
She uses her mental health issues, I think, at times as an excuse for her behavior, mm-hmm. and I don't really know how to react to that.
What is her mental health issue? Do you know what it is?
Oh, there's a whole list. BPD, addiction, bipolar, obsessive compulsive, eating disorders, ADD, post-traumatic stress.
Well, hey, guess what?
Anxiety, depression.
Guess what? She's incarcerated because the court system didn't let her use those as an excuse, right?
True.
So you have to also help her take responsibility, even though she has those difficulties and struggles.
Okay.
You're not ignoring them, but you're also telling her these do not have to be the dictator or the excuse of everything that happens in your life.
So
how would you say that to her, Sherry? How would you say that?
I think you said it great. It sounds like, so even with the 6 calls, right, is you say your name and you said, I want to help you learn how to respect what I'm asking. I care mm-hmm. about you.
Yeah.
I'm asking for 3 calls. You may feel like you want to call me more because you want to reach out to me and give me information. But I want to help you grow. I want to help you get out of that powerless, helpless victim place and actually get to be a responsible person that listens well so that you can build good friendships with people that you know there and maybe at some point with people outside. So I'm going to give you a challenge. I'm going to ask you to call me just 3 times a day. And if you call me other times, I'm not going to listen to the calls. I'm going to delete them.
But don't call me those other times.
Yep.
Don't bother me. Don't make me look at my phone. Because you being comforted there is less important than this being the last time you're there. We'll be back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
I'm with you.
We're back.
Oh, we on?
Yes, we are.
How long have we been on? That's exciting.
We heard you say we're with you. That's, you know, because I get to hear that we're a team here in the back.
Well, so often we're not with Larry. And so he's with us now in the studio, and it's fantastic. Larry, you were at our during our devotional time today, you were telling us this is a tough time. We are in the past midsummer, and July's not pretty.
No, July's been tough. And if I want to read something I'm sent to a few friends, some folks who have supported us in the past, and because we really need some help here at Month End. And here's what I'm writing. You know, through June, we were doing much better than last year and just a little below budget for this year. We were $233,000 ahead of where we were last year and very encouraged, especially with our Club New Life signups. They exceeded projections since we reintroduced it in March. That is, until this month. July support has been slow. It's been disappointing after momentum that we were building. The Club New Life signups have slowed down also. Our target each month with Club New Life was 110 new members. We're on target to do between 80 and 90 this month. After doing 142, 143, 164, and 114 the previous months. I'm looking to find some donors who would help us towards $150,000 that we need by month end to make payments towards our obligations to pay radio stations. You know, I'm sorry to have to make this request. We're so encouraged by the growth of Club New Life, but we're faced right now with needing both the tortoise and the hare for the rest of this year. We need more and more $25, $50, $100, $500 gifts, and a few larger ones into the thousands so we could accumulate, put them together, and be where we need to be by month end. Depending how things go through the year, we may need the same approach into next year, but we are working to catch up. We've communicated with our stations, and they're on board with how we're approaching things, And so we just need your help. My request is for you to consider to make a gift to New Life that would be the balance of what you maybe have budgeted for your payments for the rest of this year. Or if it's in the realm of possibility for a gift as large as you've ever given to New Life at one time. Please know we're not taking anything for granted. And know that I'm talking with other donors as well as putting this appeal out on radio to see who will step up and help us at this time. I'm just being transparent with the immediate need, and I will let you sense the nudging of God's Holy Spirit as you respond one way or another. So I want to thank you all for the friendship that we sense with you, our listeners, that would allow us to make this kind of appeal, to be transparent. We had such good momentum going. Then the 4th of July, as we entered into July, it just seemed like everything just went poof. It was gone, and it hasn't been rebuilt. And I'm hopeful, and I have an expectancy in my heart in some way God's going to renew that momentum, and it will be in a way we don't expect. But I'm just putting it out there. God says you have not because you ask not, and I am asking. We really need your help.
And let me just say this. So nothing happened at New Life that was different. There was no, we didn't announce that, the world was falling apart or whatever. It's just, this is what happens, and it happens some summers more than others. And we just ask when it does happen that people step in and fill in that gap that is there. We just had, I think, maybe the most powerful weekend we've ever had. Larry was there. He heard those
really
testimonies.
Something.
So there's nothing different here other than maybe more people are on vacation in July than August. They forget or whatever it is. Our economy is booming. I don't know if you heard that. It's never been better like in so many years. And this is a time that maybe you have some extra hope for the future if you could share it with us. If you could call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, it would mean everything.
And Steve, it's what happens at those workshops. It's what happens for our radio callers, people that go into counselor offices. That's the reason we do what we do.
Now, that's right.
The urgency comes when we have a payment to make. But the urgency is because we want to keep doing what we're doing, and we want people to experience what God has in store for them, which is redemption, restoration, reconciliation, hope, encouragement, and all the things that he promises us.
So, if you can help us, we sure would love it if you'd call us at 1-800-NEWLIFE. Thank you, Larry.
Thank
I'm going to ask you, please, is God speaking to you? And if so, please give us that call.
And if you've been thinking about, becoming a New Life member, this is the month. Dive.
Amen.
Jump in, right? Jump in the water.
Please do. Please do. All right. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Dara from Boston. I believe that's where she's calling from. Hey, Dara, how are you today? No Dara yet.
I think that's Sarah. Sarah from
Is
Boston.
Is it Sarah? Yeah. Okay, got that wrong. All right, let's go to Sarah then from Boston. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is I feel very overwhelmed regarding... I basically have suffered with depression since a teenager, and I'm 45, and I can't keep a job at all. And I've gone through different jobs, different options, like going back to school, and I'm still
a lot of struggle. So a lot of struggle. And tell us what you've done. Tell us what you've done for the depression. What have you experienced or been involved with to help it?
I've had counseling. I've been on medication for years, and I'm a believer. I pray, listen to hear the word, read the word.
Were either of your parents depressed or bipolar or anything like that?
No, not that I know of. No, not at all.
And is there any one event that happened to you in childhood, early teens, or later that you would say that was the most tragic thing that happened to me in my life? Is there any one thing you could point to?
Not really. I know at 13, I started getting anxiety, panic attacks. And I remember before then, I was like always afraid. A child, mm-hmm. I was always afraid of, like, you know, getting sick. Or I was always afraid. But, you know, it really, like, manifested.
Both parents at home? Were both parents at home?
Yeah, in a mm-hmm. Christian home. They were going through some struggles themselves in their marriage, and I knew a little bit about it, but there was it wasn't nothing like domestic violence or anything like that. And
okay.
You know,
so let me turn this over here to Alice. And Alice, what are you thinking here when you hear this?
Well, Sarah, you're doing so many things right. So it must be very confusing to you that these two parts of your life, the depression and the employment, is such a struggle for you. So I want mm-hmm. to know, are you consistently attending counseling, continuing to do it on a long-term basis and consistently, regularly taking your medication?
I regularly do take my medication, but with the counseling, once I start working, I start kind of abandoning that area because I don't want to take time off or because of this or that, you know. And
So I want to speak to that for a moment, because it's understandable that mm-hmm. you would let the counseling fall to the wayside. But mm-hmm. I think you're paying such a long-term high cost for dropping the counseling, because it seems like something is happening after some time in a new job that you end up losing mm-hmm. that job again. So it mm-hmm. sounds like you're letting go of the help at the time when you most need it to figure out those dynamics that are coming into play once you're in a new employment for some time. So I think you have to take a look at the long-term benefits and that short-term cost to continuing on in therapy, sort of despite the cost, because you're paying so much over the years during the time that you drop therapy.
Yeah.
Do you think?
And it affects every area. I mean, sure. Never been married, don't drive. I mean, it affects so much. Mm-hmm. And I just feel totally overwhelmed when I have to work like a 9-hour shift, or, you know, I stand all day and stuff like that.
Okay, so are you, when you say you have medication, are you going to a psychiatrist, or you're just your regular doctor's prescribing something for you?
I was actually going to a psychiatrist, and now I've been going through my regular doctor, and I was doing some counseling with a therapist.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to think about this. Think about this. Have I done everything I know to do? And am I willing to do something different? Because it's time that this anxiety be dealt with in a way that not only can you understand it, but live with it. And not be tortured by this every day to where your life is so restricted. If there's any insight we can give you into that path, we want to do that right after this. Our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror.
matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really, really glad that you're with us here today on New Life. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. If you need some help with anything that we could help you with, that phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And right now, well, we're talking with Sarah. And Sarah is depressed, and it's impacted. She's saying every life. She's not married, all these things. Sherry, what do you think?
So, Sarah, I think that you might be dealing with two things. I think you might be dealing with not only some depression, but you might be dealing with some anxiety. And the reason I say that is you gave us a little clue. I think that you, when you start getting close to the issues that you need to work on, deal with, cry out, feel out, express out, I think you're afraid to feel. I think you're afraid to look at what is inside that has hurt you so deeply or has been so frustrating. Because right when you work with a therapist and then you start to get close, you move away. And I think it's because you start to have some anxiety about what you might feel. So if I were working with you as a therapist, you know what I would do? I would appeal to you and I would say, please don't go. Please don't leave the work. Will you stay with me? Because I want to help you get to the deeper places. You're behaving like someone who's in learned helplessness or someone who's kind of in a chronic victim position. And I think there is a woman inside that wants out. She wants out of that trap, right?
I do, yes.
I believe
like
you.
I'm in a trap, and I at times feel like there's no way out.
Okay, let me tell you
even
something.
Even as a Christian, even my faith.
I hear you. But that's a negative belief, that it's hopeless and helpless. Let me tell you something. There is a way out, and the way out is through it. You're going to have to feel your way through it and stay with your therapist. Do not stop. And I want you to maybe check out something called EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, right? A type of therapy. Mm-hmm. And you can stay on the line, and we can see if we've got someone in your area that might be able to do some deeper work with you.
And regarding like my current job, like I called out, do I just kind of adjust my schedule or ask for an adjustment, or just because it's so overwhelming that I end up not sometimes like I called out and those are their factors. Like
okay, gosh, we're having a hard time understanding you, but. Even what she's saying here is an indication you're on the right track there, that the anxiety is overriding everything.
I have a situation I was working with someone that they had this negative belief that I am not capable of taking care of myself. That was their negative belief. And I did some EMDR around it. The opposite is I can learn to take care of myself. And you know what? That person was not working for a very long period of time, years, and guess what? They are at a job.
Oh.
They graduated out. So I am a person that believes there's always hope. You just got to find that nagging neggy, that lie that's in there, that negative belief that is sabotaging your world. And you can't leave when it gets tough in the work. You got to move through it.
Well, it's hard to prioritize getting help for mental health and putting the amount of money to it that we may need, the time and the money that it can take. But if we have a physical ailment, it's so much more acceptable to request the time off and to invest in it financially. But we have to look at our mental health as at that same priority level. If we're suffering this much, we need to spend the time, spend the money, get the help.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you get uncomfortable, and so you think, well, this is uncomfortable. I need some relief here. I'm going to have to do something different. What? What are you going to do differently than that? Now you're just going to live with this struggle, this pain, this ache? No, let that person lead you through the discomfort, because on the other side of that, you find freedom. But if you're not willing to do that, then you're always just right there in the same place. I was talking to my wife, and I was talking about this. There were some things I wanted to deal with. I wanted to be I wanted to relate to her in a deeper, different way. And then I was thinking about how that would feel. Felt very uncomfortable to think about that. And yet, that's what we have to move toward. And if we don't have the kind of support or the kind of structure in our lives that we can do that, then we have to fix that. I mean, I suspect that Sarah needs somebody that will tell her, okay, I'm here with you. Don't quit going to see that counselor. Don't quit.
Don't feel like,
I want to quit. Yeah. So sometimes the answer isn't in the therapy. The answer is in the person that kind of encourages you to stay in the therapy, and then you get the answer. Now, some of you might be thinking, hey, but what about Jesus? Yes, we believe in Jesus. Do we believe in the power of transformation? Yes, we do. And we wish that all you had to do was pick up a Bible, read a verse, memorize it, meditate on it, pray about it, and everything was going to be better. But anybody telling you that that is a path toward resolving every problem, they're not very observant about the world in which we live. People say, well, folks in the Old Testament, they didn't have counselors, Christian therapists. No, they didn't have dentists either, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't have benefited them greatly, and they would appreciate it. So what we want to do is we want to ask, is somebody like Sherry, somebody like Alice, these believers that I work with, who have PhDs in psychology, who've studied theology and psychology, are they misguided? Are they ignorant? Or have they been deceived? Or maybe they're so committed to help other people, they didn't just read their Bible more, go to Bible class. They went to a set of studies that would help them understand the story behind the story that could lead to a whole new life for somebody. And if you've been like resting on some objections that don't hold water, it's time to get a new bucket, because God's bucket is full of grace and mercy, and many times it is delivered through a counselor who not only knows God's word and truth and power, but also knows all of those cracks and crannies and crevices within the heart, and how a heart gets broken and how it can be put back together.
Well, and Steve, I wanted to mention something. I know this about Alice as well as myself and about you, is all three of us have done our work. All three of us have had to dig out of our own pits. So we're not talking about stuff we learned in a book. We're talking about our own fight to battle through and to get out from underneath the rubble and to get into life and find freedom and find hope. So I think that's the best part of a good therapist, is not that they have all the answers, but that they've done their work and they know how to help pull you out too.
Yeah, and you know, you say you've done the work. I'm still doing the work. I'm
too.
So committed.
Well, I am too.
I go to counseling. I go to counseling every week. I tell people, go to these marriage intensives that we do. My wife and I, we're going to a marriage intensive in a couple of weeks, see? So it's not just something I think is a great idea for all the lame people out there. It's a great idea for all the folks who want a deeper, richer life, a more committed and connected life. That's what you get when you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, Every Man's Battle's in August. In September, we're going to do the Intimacy Intensive. And then we come along in October, we're going to do our Life Recovery Conference in Irvine. Restore is in November. Right now, though, you heard, we really need your help. And I'm praying that some of you have been blessed by this program and you've never done anything about it. And today just might be that day. Would you call us? 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-229-3000 to be on the next program.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.